Well, it's great to see the children and young people here this morning. On the way over from Chester, we called in at the very home of football, Pride Park, and I purchased one or two items. I'm a Derby County supporter and have been for many years, but I'm not making a point. I know it's a bit much in Leicestershire to bring a bag like this, but that's not the point of the talk. Okay, let's move over here. I've got a few books to show the children and the young people this morning, and they're all what we call how-to books, okay, because if you read them, they show you how to do things, and I'll show you them one by one, and I've had to pinch these from 15 Haven Road. Okay, so that book there, what would that show you how to do, do you think? What would that help you to do? Any ideas? What is that, Marianne? Well done, making country furniture. Okay, so if you read this book, you'll be able to make furniture like that. I don't think, but you you get the point. Okay, here's another one. That's quite straightforward. What would that teach you? How to? Who we got? Yep. Yep, how to play golf like Tiger Woods. Okay, so if you read this, you'd be fine, wouldn't you? You'd be rich. I don't think again, but there we are. Well done. Here's another one. That's another how-to book. What's that going to teach you to do, do you think? Yep. Well done, speak Italian. Okay, anyone speak Italian? No? Okay. So that would help you, wouldn't it, to speak Italian. What else have we got? Here's one. Quite a few of these at 15 Haven Road for some reason. What's that going to help you do? What's that going to show you, a book like that, do you think? Any ideas? What do you think? Tom, what do you think? It would show you not really how to make one, but how to mend one, okay, if something goes wrong, okay, and there's a number of these down at home, all different types, and okay, let's see what else we've got. Two more of these. What about that one? What's that going to help you do? Yeah, I think we could all do with one of these. Any ideas? What have we got? What's that going to help you with? Yeah? Yeah, that's right, the computer. So it's a bit old-fashioned now, isn't it? Windows 95. But that would help you with the computer, if you read that one. And here's one more. And what's that going to help you with, that book? Yeah? What do you think? Any ideas? Who have we got over here? What do you think? Yeah. Painting. That's right, watercolours. Okay, so that would help you become a better painter. So the world is full of how-to books. Okay, but I've got one more to show you. And there's another one. Okay. Anyone know what this book's called? What do we call this?
Bible.
That's it. Well done. The Bible. Yeah, and this book is the most important how-to book in the world, because this book shows us how we can get right with God and know God in our lives. This book shows us how we can be forgiven of all our sins and have the gift of eternal life and go to heaven when we die. Because this book, from beginning to end, is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is and what he came to do and how he died on the cross and rose again so that we might know God in our lives. And this book shows us how we can come to know God by believing and repenting, turning away from our sin. It shows us how God wants us to live as believers, how we can go to heaven when we die. And that is the most important book, isn't it, in the entire world? Because, just thinking about these, I might be able to paint like Rolf Harris. I might be Bill Gates. I might be a brilliant motor mechanic. I might be able to speak a foreign language fluently. I might be able to play golf like Tiger Woods. And I may be a brilliant craftsman with wood like my father-in-law. But if I don't know God, what's the point of all that? Because if I'm lost when I die, what was the point of all those gifts and abilities? And that's the most important thing, isn't it, that we need in our lives, to know God. So I hope that helps you to think. You know, it's great to have gifts and abilities, to be able to mend cars and paint pictures and play golf. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is to know God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.